Reports have surfaced that longtime Kremlin insider Vladimir Yakunin is under investigation for corruption. And Patriarch Kirill and Pope Francis plan a historic meeting in Cuba. Hello from our broadcast headquarters in Prague, and welcome to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at the stories we expect to make news this week. My name is Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical podcast here at RFRL. Joining me in the studio is senior RFRL editor Steve Gutterman. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, Brian.
And also with me is Pavel Buturin, editor-in-chief of RFRL's Russian-language television program, Current Time. Welcome, Pavel.
It's good to be here.
Good to have you. So anti-corruption blogger Alexei Navalny dropped a bombshell on Friday, claiming that Vladimir Yakunin, the former head of Russian railways and longtime crony of Vladimir Putin, is under investigation for corruption. The Interior Minister has not confirmed the report, but they've not denied it either. And Vyedomosti is citing a law enforcement source as saying Navalny's claim is credible. Moreover, the offices of a former Yakunin advisor, Sergei Mikhailov, were also searched by police on Friday. Steve, what do you make of all this?
If it's true, if it is really happening, I think it could be one of at least two things. The first being that Putin is trying to step up the at least the perception of a battle against corruption and using Yakunin as a high-level victim or sacrifice for this. You know, obviously, he lost his job. Circumstances are unclear. But it's one thing to be pushed out of this job, another to be prosecuted for corruption. I'm not convinced that this is happening yet. I mean, there are a couple things that might suggest that it's not. I mean, I think it ties into that video, the videos done by Putin's all-Russian popular front. You have Putin killing people who are
essentially
corrupt.
Executing corrupt
exactly.
people personally.
You know, in funny ways. But those are all sort of mid to low-level officials who are not, you know, as known as Yakunin. And so I think, you know, if he's going to take the step from, you know, fighting corruption on that level and taking a kind of a high level victim, you know, it's a big step. And in the past, it hasn't really happened. I mean, you saw Serdyukov was
right,
you know, ousted, but is sort of back in the system and has never been prosecuted for anything serious. So I think, you know, those are signs that could suggest, well, you know, this is not going to happen on a large scale. I mean, the other possibility, I think, is that because Yakunin was ousted and is perceived to have possibly offended Putin or overstepped the bounds, that his enemies or someone, you know, who has something to gain is going up against him and, you know, sees him as fair game. But that sort of scenario is a little bit dangerous for Putin because it kind of shows that he's not in control of everything.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you, those are the two most likely things, that Yakunin's either a sacrificial lamb where Putin really has to show he's serious about corruption, or discipline's broken down in the inner circle. But either of these things would be huge because nobody that's this close to Putin has ever taken a fall. I mean, Yakunin and Putin go back to the 90s. He was in the Ozero-Dacha cooperative. I mean, usually
exactly.
Even people like that, if they lose their jobs, they're still taken care of. They're not prosecuted. So this is I would add to your bit about the videos. Also that last week, Dmitry Kislyov had a program, Ya Videl Putin, where he went on and on and on about how Putin's not corrupt and how modest he lives and how he works day to night like a galley slave and so on and so forth.
Definitely
so
part of that.
So I'd like to stress that we don't know if there is anything to this yet. I just noticed this morning in the Russian media, the way the media was treating it, they seemed to be taking it seriously, and I thought that the non-denial from the Interior Ministry was interesting. On another
I think I think it, sort of in between those two is an effort to keep people on their toes. You know, people sort of the same way that I think Kadyrov is being used to frighten people,
right.
Make sure they don't step out of line.
But yeah, and sending the message that nobody, not even Vladimir Yakunin, is immune would certainly
exactly.
do that. On another topic, Pope Francis and Patriarch Kirill are due to meet Friday in Havana, the first such meeting since Christendom split more than 1,000 years ago. Steve, we've been talking about this. You see as much politics as theology in this event, right?
Well, I think there's a huge dose of politics, and I think it would be hard, in my view, to sort of underestimate Putin's role in this. I mean, I remember back in the 2000s going to the Christ the Savior in Moscow for the ceremony when the Russian Orthodox Church and the church abroad united. And then, you know, it was obviously a huge church occasion, but the main man really there was Putin. He was sitting alone kind of in front of a fresco, and the impression was that this is the person who's kind of benefiting, who's behind this. And I think here what Putin is doing, I mean, obviously, you know, there have been discussions about this for years, but, you know, Putin has been part of them, visiting the Pope. But I think what he's doing here is, in part at least, I mean, one thing, obviously, this is a
big deal.
A big deal. And look, you know, I'm bringing these people together after 1,000 years. But also in the context of what's happening in Russia and geopolitically now, I think it's an effort to kind of, you know, find a new channel of communication with the outside world, the West,
yeah.
And that plays into Syria because of what they're saying about, you know, Christians being persecuted in the Middle East. And it also probably is meant, again, to make Russia look better just in terms of Ukraine and the
sort
effort.
Attempt to break the ice.
Yeah, break
so
the
to
ice.
Speak. Pavel, you got something on this pretty interesting.
Yeah, I also wanted to mention that it's worth noting perhaps that Patriarch Kirill, back in his day when he was Metropolitan Kirill and he was the head of the church's diplomatic department, he actually went to Cuba. He was one of Russia's and perhaps international chief negotiators with Fidel Castro.
Uh-huh.
And so this detail and some other details about this meeting you can also find in our interview with a Russian journalist and theologist Sakin Aymurzaev on our website, currenttime.tv, who has been following the diplomatic efforts between the Vatican and Moscow for some time. And he's very well informed. He just came back from Cuba. So I encourage, if anyone here speaks Russian, to go to our website and read that interview. And other things that we're following this week.
Yeah, what else you got cooking this week?
Yeah, so again, go to our website for our show. On
that's
the intensifying
TV.
Thank you. On the intensifying hostilities in eastern Ukraine that are now taking place amid a political crisis in Kiev. One other story we're following is the case of Russian soldier Yevgeny Usov, who's now being investigated by a group called the Conflict Intelligence Team. Headed by Ruslan Leviev, so we're hoping to interview Ruslan. They're saying that Usov was wounded in near Debaltseve in eastern Ukraine, and then he posted a photo on the social network VKontakte. He posted a photo of Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu visiting him at a military hospital in Moscow and awarding him with a watch. So, of course, the conflict intelligence team is using this case as, you know, some sort of proof of Russia's increased involvement
in
eastern Ukraine. So, yeah, there's that. And we're also expecting a video package about Ukraine's millionaire deputies in Ukrainian parliament.
Uh-huh.
So that should be interesting.
And you can follow all that at currenttime.tv. And that's all we have time for today. So we'll wrap it up. You've been listening to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at stories making news in Russia. We do this every Monday, so be sure to tune in. I'm Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical Podcast. Joining me in the studio has been senior RFRL editor Steve Gutterman and Pavel Butorin, managing editor of RFRL's Russian language television program, Current Time, which you can watch at www.currenttime.tv. Join us again next week. And now, as always, I leave you with the soothing sounds of Noise MC.